Today we're building one of those classic jungle tension moves that just never gets old, the old-school arp pull in Ableton Live 12. This is an advanced FX technique, and the goal is simple. We want to take a repeating arp or chord stab, and make it feel like it's getting dragged into the drop. Not a glossy modern EDM riser, more like gritty, rhythmic pressure, a little unstable, a little rude, very jungle. What makes this work is not one magic effect, it's layering several small moves together. Filter movement, stereo motion, delay smear, pitch pull, a bit of dirt, and then a hard contrast at the drop. Think in layers, not one knob. We'll start with the source sound. You can use a synth-like wavetable, operator, or analog, or you can use a sampled stab and simpler. For the most authentic vibe, I'd actually recommend something with a bit of character already. A crunchy chord, an old rave stab, a minor key organ, a chopped piano hit, something that already feels sampled and a little worn in. If you're building it from MIDI, keep the phrase short and repetitive. One bar or two bars is enough. Use notes from a dark scale, like D minor or F minor. You want a root, a fifth, maybe a minor third, maybe a seventh. Don't overcomplicate it. Jungle tension works best when the note pattern is simple and the movement comes from the processing. If you're using a synth, drop an arpeggiator before the instrument. Set it to something like 1/16 or 1/8, and try it up a random style depending on how much variation you want. Keep the gate fairly short so it feels percussive. If you want that old school energy, wider note jumps can help too. And if you're performing the build live, hold can be really useful. Now we shape the pull, and this is where the real vibe happens. Put auto filter after the source, or after the synth if you're processing it that way. Start with the filter open, then automate the cutoff downward over the last bar or two before the drop. A low pass 24 dB filter works really well here. You can start somewhere bright, then pull it down until the phrase feels like it's disappearing into the mix. That downward cutoff move is the heart of the effect. It creates that suction feeling. If you want a more dramatic old school move, you can even do the opposite earlier in the build. Open the sound up a bit, then clamp it down hard right before the drop. That sudden narrowing can feel like the tune gets vacuumed out of the room. Next, add pitch movement. This is where the effect starts to feel truly classic. You can automate transpose or chorus tune on the track or the instrument and pull it down a few semitones in the final bar. It doesn't need to be huge. Even a small fall can make the phrase feel like it's losing energy and getting sucked forward. If you go too far, it becomes more cartoonish or ravey, which can still be cool. But for authentic jungle, subtle usually hits harder. If you've resampled the arp to audio, you can also warp it and pitch it down at the end. That opens up some really nice possibilities, especially if you want to chop the tail later. The big idea is that the sound should feel like it's physically falling apart as it approaches the drop. Now let's add delay. Echo or delay is perfect for creating that smear at the back of the phrase. Start modestly. A sync time like 1/8 dB or 1/4 can work well, and keep the feedback controlled at first. Then automate the feedback up in the final half bar or final bar. That trailing repeat energy helps the pull feel like it's stretching out behind itself. You can also automate the dry wet upward just before the drop. Then cut the tail hard on the downbeat. That contrast is important. If the delay just hangs around forever, the drop loses impact. But if it blooms and then gets chopped, it creates a strong sense of motion and release. If you want a dirtier old-school feel, add a little redux after the delay. Just a touch. You're not trying to destroy the sound completely, just rough it up enough so it feels more like a crusty sampler and less like a clean modern plugin. Reverb can do a similar job, but again, the trick is in the collapse. Send the arp to a reverb return and automate the send amount higher near the end of the phrase. Use a high pass on the reverb so it doesn't cloud the low end, and keep the decay under control. Then, right at the drop, cut that return sharply. That sudden vacuum effect is pure tension. A great advanced move here is to let the reverb and delay live on sends, not just directly on the track. That gives you more control. You can animate the send amount, and you can also process the return itself with EQ, compression, or even a bit of distortion. That's often cleaner and more flexible than trying to force everything through the source channel. Now we collapse the stereo image. This is one of those details that really sells the drop. Start with the sound a bit wide, maybe 120 to 150% using utility, then automate it narrower as the drop approaches. You can bring it all the way down near mono if you want a really focused impact. The listener should feel the sound being pulled from a wide space into a tight point. You can also use chorus ensemble if you want extra width and movement early on, then remove it or fade it out as the transition tightens. Again, the contrast is what makes this work. For authenticity, add some crunch. Jungle loves a bit of edge. Saturator is a great choice here. A few dB of drive, soft clip-on, and then trim the output so you don't just smash your levels. If you want extra grime, add redux lightly after that. Just be careful not to overcook it unless you're going for a really harsh sound. The goal is character, not mush. A strong chain for the processed layer could be something like auto filter, saturator, echo, redux, and utility. That gives you movement, grit, space, degradation, and final control. It's simple, but it works. One of the best advanced techniques in Ableton is resampling. Seriously, this is huge. Record the entire FX pass to audio. Once it's in audio form, you can reverse part of it, chop the tail, repitch it, or place the exact moment you want in the arrangement. That's where the sound starts feeling more like a proper jungle production tool instead of just an effect. Try resampling a full pull, then slicing it into sections. The dry phrase, the filtered descent, the echo tail, maybe a reversed pickup. You can then rearrange those slices to make the transition more aggressive. A reverse tail before the drop is a classic move. It feels like the sound is being sucked backward into the impact. Let's talk arrangement, because this matters just as much as the sound design. A jungle arp pull usually works best over a clear 4, 8, or 16 bar structure. You want the listener to understand the energy stepping. Start dry and rhythmic. Then begin closing the filter. Then bring in delay and reverb bloom. Then pitch falls, stereo narrows, and the last beat stays emotionally readable. That last part is important. Don't turn the whole thing into a blur. The listener should still hear the phrase right up to the impact point. Then the drop needs to feel bigger. If the build got wider, wetter, and more unstable, the drop should come in drier, tighter, and more centered. That contrast is what sells the whole trick. A really effective variation is the two-stage pull. In phase 1, you do a moderate filter close and some widening. In phase 2, you hit a sudden pitch dip and a hard echo swell. That gives the transition a sense of escalation without becoming too obvious too early. Another great option is the vacuum then slap approach. Instead of one smooth sweep, you close the filter and narrow the stereo field, then hit a short delay burst on the last note and cut everything on the downbeat. That one is more aggressive and works great in ravey jungle or harder DNB. You can also play with the arpeggiator rate. In the final bar, automate it from 1/16 to 1/8 to 1/32, or switch sync rates in a broken way. That creates a jittery, nervous feeling that works really well in darker sections. It's a nice way to make the pull feel unstable without adding extra notes. If you want it even grittier, duplicate the arp and make a second layer that's high-passed, heavily reverbed, bit-reduced, and tucked low in the mix. That's your dirty air layer. It adds atmosphere without getting in the way of the main phrase. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make it too smooth. If it sounds polished, it loses the jungle attitude. Add some saturation, some sample rate reduction, or use a rougher source. Second, don't drown it in reverb. Big space is cool, but only if you control it. Third, don't overcomplicate the MIDI. Simple notes plus good FX is usually stronger than a busy pattern. And finally, make sure the drop actually feels bigger than the build. If the transition is huge but the drop is weak, the illusion falls apart. A nice teacher tip here, record a few passes. Live automation and resampling can give you different results each time. That's a good thing. Capture two or three versions and pick the one that feels most alive. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 4-bar jungle arp pull using a short minor stab or a simple synth arp. Put arpeggiator, auto filter, saturator, echo and utility on it. Over the 4 bars, pull the filter down, push echo feedback up in the last bar, narrow the width, and dip the pitch a few semitones right at the end. Then resample it and create one reversed slice, one filtered tail, and one dry hit for the downbeat. If you want to push it further, make two versions, one clean tension version, and one grimy jungle version with extra redux and stronger saturation. Compare how each one changes the emotional weight of the drop. That contrast will teach you a lot fast. So remember the core idea. The old school jungle arp pull is controlled chaos. You're not just making a riser. You're making a rhythmic suction effect that feels like the tune is being dragged into the next section. Keep the phrase short, keep the automation musical, keep the texture gritty, and use contrast to make the drop snap. Do that, and you'll have one of those classic jungle transition tools that just hits every time.